With Montana News, I'm Charles Bolte. State wildlife officials say a record number of boats carrying invasive mussels have entered Montana this year. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Aquatic Invasive Species Bureau Chief Thomas Wolf says 18 boats carrying invasive mussels have been detected at check stations throughout the state so far in 2020.
We've never intercepted that many before in Montana. So last year we had 16. I think the prior high was 17. And this is still early in the season.
Wolf says there was a flurry of boat traffic this spring as the novel coronavirus outbreak hit the U.S., and many boaters were returning home to Montana or bordering states and Canadian provinces. But he says there's a new trend of boats with a recent history of being in infected waters purchased in the Midwest heading to or through the state. Wolf reminds boaters that invasive mussels can survive up to 1 month, posing a risk to Montana's invasive mussel-free waterways. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Today, the state health department reported 9 new COVID-19 cases in the state of Montana. 3 new cases in Bighorn County and Cascade County, 1 new case in each of Dawson, Lewis and Clark, and Yellowstone counties. Bighorn County is reporting the most active cases in the state with 28. Gallatin and Yellowstone counties are also reporting at least more than 20 active cases each. 7 counties in the state are reporting at least a half dozen active cases. There are a total of 156 active cases in Montana and 15 active hospitalizations. Gubernatorial candidates Greg Gianforte and Mike Cooney each raised more than $200,000 in the most recent 30-day campaign finance reporting period. Republican U.S. Representative Gianforte reported raising nearly $250,000 from May 15th to June 15th. His fundraising total is $3.8 million, including just over $1.5 million in personal loans to his campaign. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cooney raised over $206,000 over the same period, bringing his total fundraising to just over $1 million. Gianforte has nearly $594,000 in campaign money available, while Cooney has $169,000. The governor's seat is open this year because Governor Steve Bullock is prevented by term limits from seeking re-election. Montana officials project a reduction in revenue as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, but say those losses will likely be recouped in the next 2 fiscal years. The state legislative fiscal division projects general fund revenue to drop by nearly 13% in the fiscal year that begins July 1st. The state's revenues are then predicted to rise by 15% over the next year. State Budget Director Tom Livers said Tuesday the state can overcome its economic challenges and that Montana is in a good position compared to some other states. Governor Steve Bullock is requiring state employees to wear masks while they interact with the public at work. Montana's General Services Division emailed Tuesday that state agencies will provide face masks for employees. Cloth masks are available for employees in public-facing offices, and disposable KN95 masks are available for members of the public who are encouraged but not required to wear a mask when entering a public-facing state office. General Services Division said in the press release it will be distributing face masks for dissemination to state offices. An appeals court has ruled dinosaur fossils worth millions of dollars unearthed on an eastern Montana ranch belong to the owners of the land's surface rights. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals last week upheld a 2016 ruling by U.S. District Judge Susan Waters that found dinosaur fossils were part of the surface estate, not the mineral estate. The owners of the mineral rights appealed. A 3-judge panel of the 9th Circuit overturned Waters' ruling in 2018, but the owners of the surface estate asked for a larger panel to hear the case. After a divided Montana's Supreme Court ruled fossils are not minerals, the 9th Circuit upheld Waters' ruling. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Charles Bolte.